Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Now, these days, how do you get to know someone? Is it online? Do you read a biography? What does it mean to know someone? How does that relate to church? Let's figure all this out right here, right now. Join us now for the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and in this week's episode, we're again continuing, if you've been following us either on the radio on Sunday morning or on our as a podcast, we have been discussing the church. What really is the church? What does it mean to do church or be the church? And we've had quite a bit of fun, I think. Anyway, I've had a good time as we've been examining some of our maybe preconceptions, maybe our cultural imperatives that we've found as far as what we consider church, and that a lot of people have a lot of different ideas. But then, because this is the Corner of Truth and Life, we've tried to see, well, what does the Bible actually say? And we've seen that some of the things that we embrace as church are not necessarily wrong or bad, but they are constructs of ourselves. They are not something the Bible has put forth. And so over the last month worth of podcasts, we have been looking at some of the different things that have been put forth as far as what is the church. And we've looked at its nature as being a group of people, not just an institution. We've looked at the first day of church, when it was first founded in the book of Acts. And we've talked about being witnesses, not experts. And the idea of we don't all have to know everything in order to even represent the church and talk about how much God loves us. And then the last couple episodes, we talked about one size doesn't fit all and how Jesus approached each person differently. And then in our last episode, we talked about free versus high cost and the idea of a free gift and yet what it takes in order to be able to receive it and having your hands full. So that's what we've been doing in our last episodes. And I think it's good for us to really examine, because so often I think we have been doing church and having a religious experience and maybe even one that makes us feel good. And yet, is it what it ought to be? And is it what we really even need as opposed to what feels good? And so let's talk about that more today. And what we want to focus on today is the idea of sharing life. Because really, I mean, what is the thing that most of us long for? Connection. We want to be accepted. We want friends. We want somebody who cares about us. We want to know that we're important to someone. Now, different people have different levels of need that way. Some people need everyone to like them. Some people only need certain people to like them, and they can deal with almost everything else. Some people just need to feel they have more of a purpose. But everyone has that sense in one way or another, and to one degree or another, of needing to be connected. In fact, they've had some very horrible, I don't know if they were always experiments. Sometimes they weren't done on purpose, but horrible evidence with small children, of children that were not loved, cradled, and cared for, and picked up when they cried, didn't flourish, and maybe even in some cases died, because they needed human contact. And we need human contact. And whether you're in a relationship or whether you're single, very few people do well being totally alone. In fact, being totally isolated is, well, it's not good for people. And there's a reason why in prisons, if they really want to punish a prisoner, they give them solitary confinement. Because being restricted to having other human contact is hard on a person. Now, in my younger years, when I had just graduated college and moved back here to Maine, I had an apartment down in Turner, and I lived alone. I lived alone for a long time before I got first a roommate and then my wife. And I lived alone in a kind of a lonely spot. It was a nice spot. I loved my place and very beautiful, and I enjoyed where I lived. But especially in winter, oh, if I wasn't out interacting, like going to something, if I was just home working and I did a lot of work out of my home, I could go all day without seeing any other people other than the ones on television. And believe you me, I used television to keep myself company sometimes. And sometimes I would go over to the post office, which was just about a mile away, and the postmaster, the lady there, she was a family friend. She'd known my mother and my grandmother and my aunt, and she was a real nice lady. And I would go over to get my mail, and I might be at the post office for an hour. Because she'd be there, and I mean, she'd be sorting the mail or working, but we could visit. And I might spend an hour, hour and a half, standing in the post office visiting. Because it was nice to have human contact. And we need that, and it's good for us. I mean, within reason. Obviously, you know, some relationships aren't healthy, but healthy relationships and connection is good. So, okay, this is probably not controversial nor new. You're like, well, you know, why am I bothering to listen to what I already know? But I think to establish that and then say, well, wait, now let's talk about church. And does our need for relationship intersect or have anything to do with church? And if we read the Bible, we find that it does. That the Bible really is about community and relationships. And for many of us, that's may not be the first thing that pops into our head when we picture church. We're more apt to picture, you know, sitting quietly and listening to one person up front sing or speak or whatever. And yet, because the Bible doesn't describe a church service, but instead describes the church as a group of people, there's nothing in the Bible about a service. I mean, they did have times where they worshiped together. They had times when they prayed together, but there's really nothing that spells out what that's supposed to look like. So what you and I think about church, where we get up Sunday morning, maybe get dressed up, drive to a building with a pointy point on it, go in, sit down, sit quietly, reverently, sing a couple of songs and listen to a speech, and then put some money in a plate and go home. That structure is not in the Bible. Because the Bible doesn't describe a structure, it describes a body. And one of the key things, if you read through the New Testament and listen to what Jesus says and then listen to what his apostles teach, they have a phrase they use a lot, which is one another. One another. One another. Love one another. Care for one another. Share with one another. We're supposed to take care of one another. And this phrase, used again and again in the Bible, one another. Because it was pictured that we would be together because we needed each other. And then there are verses after verse talking about how you treat each other, how you love one another, how you care for one another, how you build one another up, how you encourage one another, speak well to one another. In fact, so many of what we would call the commands of the Bible all have to do with how you treat one another. Because what is being pictured is a community, not a service. And there's nothing wrong with showing up on a Sunday morning and sitting and enjoying the music and being challenged by a message. That's what we do every Sunday morning. And if you don't have a place to go, you're welcome to join us. Try us out. But if that's all it is, then I feel we failed to do church. Because the point is, A, to do it together, and to have it be a shared experience that leads to more sharing. And the real issue is not to go to church to get some information, a good informational teaching, although that isn't a bad thing. But that's not the true nature of the church. It's personal. It's where we get to know one another and share our lives with one another. And doing that, man, that makes such a difference. That's such a different thing when it comes to understanding the church. When it comes to understanding what we do. Because now you're not having some religious experience with yourself where you sit there and kind of in silent meditation just dwell on yourself. Because that can lead us to become very self-centered, very selfish. It's all about us. And then when somebody else messes our thing, we're like, oh, you're interfering with my worship. But if worship is about one another, if church is about one another and sharing our lives, well, then everything we talked about at the beginning of the podcast today, now it starts to be important again. To be known. To be cared for. To be important to someone. To belong. To be accepted. This is the heart of the church because it's the heart of what Jesus did. He came to love us. He came to die for us so that he might accept us. Now, it doesn't mean that we just stay the way we are. We may come and he may accept us and we're in bad shape. We're doing things we shouldn't do. We're engaged in things we shouldn't be engaged in. Our hearts are given to things that our hearts shouldn't be given to. And so we give those up. But we give those up because he's given us something greater, which is this new relationship and this new community. And that replaces all these things that maybe we used to define ourselves, all these things that we used to make ourselves feel better. And they are subsumed, they are replaced, they are washed away and improved with this community centered around the love of Jesus. Now, we have a hard time doing that. And I have yet to be in a church that could perfectly pull that off because we're not perfect people. And our love is weak. And our love is flimsy. And somebody acts in a way we don't like. Somebody does something we don't like. Or they structure the church in a way we don't agree with. And suddenly we are not. Suddenly we want to pull ourselves away. We're like, I'm not going to be part of this community. And maybe they don't react well to that. And they say, well, fine, don't be then. And the bonds break. And feelings get hurt. And that's not a failure of the church, but that is a failure of people. And that's in the Bible too. And the Bible says that that's what happens. And so the Bible again tells us, hey, reaffirm your love for one another. Take care of one another. When you see one of you falling, reach out and try to bring them back and restore one. So how do you see church? Do you see it as something to go to? Or a way to begin to experience what we all need, which is community and love and acceptance. Not just a religious moment, but our deepest and most vital needs as human beings. Think about that today and then, hey, check out church. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.